Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
AJ, how are you? Welcome to the program, sir. Good always to talk to you.
Yeah, AJ Preller's been keeping me busy, but I'm doing well.
I'm telling you
He's keeping all of us busy.
Goodness. Yeah. The latest move, where did this one come from, AJ? And do you think this was something that was kind of in his mind all along, or was this something that tapped him on the shoulder and it was something he couldn't resist?
I think it was in his mind all along, just in the sense that he wanted another starting pitcher. It's not necessarily – I know they got Blake Snell and Yu Darvish, and so the quality of the rotation was better, but the quantity – wasn't actually better. They had essentially those four guys, except they upgraded from Zach Davies, Mike Clevinger to Blake Snell and Yu Darvish. So they could still have used that cementing back end of the rotation piece. I don't know that I expected it to be someone of this caliber, someone with the kind of upside that Joe Musgrove has. I think I thought maybe it would be more of a fringe rotation type guy. Joe Musgrove, I know some of his numbers on the whole aren't really good, but there are reasons to believe that he's trending in the right direction big time, especially based on his performance last season and down the stretch last season. And so AJ Preller went out and instead of getting someone who was going to sit at the fringe of the rotation, he went out and got something that was a bit more certain than that. And I think in an offseason that's been relatively barren elsewhere, you have to applaud him for taking the initiative and making his rotation this much better.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, AJ. And I'll say it for our greedy Padre fan base, is there more coming? I mean, at this point, should we not doubt that they could still make some more moves to shore up what you were talking about, the back end of the bullpen? Or are they comfortable going at it, as AJ said, with the guys they have in their organization?
Yeah, I can't imagine there's more coming in the rotation, but like AJ Preller keeps surprising us. So I think we're setting the rotation. The bullpen's the question mark to me.
Right.
What I would say about the bullpen is that this Joe Musgrove trade changes the dynamic down there a little bit, because you have a bit of a sure thing for your rotation. So if you're looking at the regular season with these five starters, Snell, Darvish, Lamet, Paddock, and Musgrove, that's a little bit more certain than if you'd gotten someone of a lesser caliber than Musgrove. And so
yeah,
you've got those five. What are you going to do now with Adrian Morejon and Ryan Weathers, who are really good electric arms? Well, there might be a spot for them in the middle innings, and there might be a spot for with them there to push a Drew Pomeranz or an Emilio Pagan back into a closer role. So I think there is probably maybe a little bit less urgency for the Padres to go out and significantly bolster the bullpen, but I still think that's something that they would like to do before the offseason's over.
AJ Cassavell, MLB.com, always a great guest on this program. Thanks so much for being with us. AJ, the signing or the trading for Joe Musgrove, always people think that, you know, if one thing happens, that means two other things. And a couple of the other things that people are mentioning is, A, the Padres have got to be concerned about the Nelson Lamet. Otherwise, they wouldn't keep signing or, you know, trading and getting all these starting pitchers. B, maybe they'll just go with a six-man rotation because the season's going to be extended from 60 to 160 games. Do you buy either of these theories, or are they just people making guesses right now?
I think there's some truth to both of those, but what I would say first on the Lamet point is that they are worried about the health status of Lamet internally. I mean, he dealt with an elbow injury in the postseason last year, and elbow injuries are notoriously tough to deal with. And even when I mean, you're not going to know until spring training. But what this trade doesn't say is that there's some new update with Nelson Lamed. I mean, he's exactly where he was a week ago, a month ago, when he got the PRP injection in October, and that's let's wait till we get to spring training and find out what he has in that elbow and find out where he is. So I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing to say, well, the Padres must be worried about the health status of Nelson Lamed. Well, I think they're just preparing themselves for the worst case scenario. And if the best case scenario happens, well, then you've got a dominant elite rotation. And if the worst case scenario happens, you've still got a pretty darn good rotation and you've got some guys for the back end. And so I think it's just, I mean, we saw how the 2020 season ended. The Padres had a couple aces. Those guys went down and they didn't have much else. Well, now they have more aces and they have more else. And so I think it's on the whole a little – it's just a prudent move to go out and get as much starting pitching as you can have, especially, like you said, when we're going to 162 games. As for the six-man rotation, I think that'll be something that works itself out maybe as the schedule progresses or as we get closer to spring training in the season.
Yeah, I think the word of the offseason has been depth. Padres have been all about that this offseason, and they've done a terrific job adding to that depth. Let's talk about the offensive side, AJ. Just not a lot going on that side. I know the Padres would like to – I would assume they'd like to add a guy that he can bring off the bench. Is there any moves offensively you might expect?
I think one more bench piece would be what I would expect. It's not to say it definitely will happen, but there's probably – if the Padres are going to make one more addition this offseason, it's going to be a bench piece that can play the outfield. Now, they had a bench piece that could play the outfield last year in Jurickson Profar. We don't really know what his market's like elsewhere. I mean, based on the way he played down the stretch last season, I would think he'd get a regular role somewhere else, and he probably wouldn't have that in San Diego. I don't know what his motivations are or what exactly he's looking for, but the Padres could use that kind of guy coming off their bench, and I think the cost is also probably a factor with as much money as the Padres have invested. And so I think they've got starters returning at eight positions. They signed Ha-Sung Kim. They added a couple other pieces that are versatile that can kind of move around and make your bench a little bit better. And I think if you enter the season with this as your team and this as your bench, that's a pretty good offense. And chances are you can get to the trade deadline and maybe look to add the right piece then instead. So there's no urgency to go out and add that bench piece, but I think it still makes sense that the Padres are looking.
AJ, you talked about the bullpen a little bit, and you know, maybe they are set there, maybe not. What is the possibility that Trevor Rosenthal could come back to the Padres? It seems like it's looking bleaker and bleaker by the moment.
Yeah, I think it's less likely maybe than it looked at the beginning of the offseason. One of the things that I've come back to that I've heard is that the relief market is just a little pricier than elsewhere, and the Padres have been, at least in the Padres' eyes, and what the Padres have tried to do this offseason is accumulate depth and talent and value wherever they could find it, and so they were able to find it in the starting pitching market. They were able to find it on the bench with a couple signings. That value makes them better, and it also costs money. And so they've kind of allocated their resources elsewhere because of what the relief market is. And so I think Trevor Rosenthal is a really, really good reliever, and really good relievers this offseason are getting paid well, and well they should be. But the Padres so far have allocated their resources elsewhere. I'd be interested to see what they'd be willing to do to acquire a big name back end type reliever when they already have Pagan and Pomerantz, but I mean, you can never have too much bullpen depth. Obviously Rosenthal's probably one of the big names out there right now. But I'm not sure whether the Padres' focus has shifted that much to where they would maybe not overpay, but just pay full price for a reliever right now.
AJ,
well,
before we let you get
– Oh, go ahead,
real
Tony.
Quick, before you let you get out of here, AJ, it seems as though right now everything is scheduled to take place on time, or are you hearing anything different?
I'm hearing that, like everyone else, that things are scheduled to take place on time as well. But that is always given with the caveat of, I mean, don't schedule anything in 2020 or 2021 because things change very fast, and we've all seen it. And so I will be optimistic while also expecting things to change, because if the last year and a half taught us anything, is that you need to be ready for things to change significantly.
That is sure true. AJ Cassavell, outstanding as always. Appreciate the time. Have a good rest of your week. Stay safe. And we look forward to seeing you someday down the road, just like everybody else out there. But until then, all well to you and your family, sir. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Hey, my Nets are coming for your Lakers, Tony.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.